get rolling, let me begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your instructions to us in your word, that you haven't left us to feel our way in the dark, but you have given us insight into this battle we're in and how to defeat sin in our own souls. Lord, we're warring against an unseen enemy. Our own hearts are rebelling against us in various areas, and we have no ability to know how to fight without guidance from your holy word. And so, Lord, help us to trust the sufficiency of Scripture and to gain insight, Lord, into the truth about what you're going to teach us through your word and the truth about what's going on inside us. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, well, class on enslaving sins. The world's term for that is addiction. As usual, the world's term is not helpful. It doesn't tell you anything about how to solve what the problem is or how to solve it. It's just a random word. The biblical term is helpful, enslavement. And we talked last week about how that works, how we can voluntarily enslave ourselves to certain sins, even as Christians who have been freed from sin. And so when you get enslaved to a sin, and basically the definition of, people go crazy trying to define the word addiction, but the definition that I'm going to provide for this class is very simple. It's just when you can't stop doing something. You got something in your life you'd rather, you wish you wouldn't do it, and you keep doing it. That's you're enslaved, right? To some degree, you're enslaved because you're not having success stopping. So that's what we're, and it can be anything from a habit that you just wish you could break, biting your fingernails or whatever, all the way to drug addiction and so on. So we found that when somebody is stuck in a sin, the reason that happens is because they're lacking one of three things, at least one of these three things. One, they're lacking power from God. They don't have enough power to say no to the temptation because they don't have enough spiritual power. Number two, they're lacking fulfillment in God. That is, they've got some kind of appetites for a pleasure or a fulfillment that their soul is seeking. It's not getting fulfilled from God, and so the soul seeks to get it fulfilled somewhere else. And then number three, fear of God. You're not afraid to do that behavior in front of God. You might be afraid to do it in front of other people, but not in front of God. And so when you get stuck in a sin, it's because you're lacking at least one of those three things, sometimes all three. And so last week, this class is very simple. It's just how do you get those three things? If you can get all three of those things, you'll overcome the enslaving sin. So last week, we talked about the first one. How do you get power from God? And that's all. The only time we're going to spend in this class on that one is just last week's session. So if you weren't here last week, I would really urge you to find some time to watch that video. It is now on the website. You just look under last week's date, and you'll find it. Eventually, we'll have it up under the class name "Breaking Free." But go ahead and listen to that and do the exercises. Now, I'll just reiterate what I said about the exercises because this is super important. Nobody's going to break free of anything from sitting in these sessions. You're not going, it's just not going to happen. Just like you're not going to lose weight by sitting in on a seminar on how to lose weight, or you're not going to get huge muscles by sitting in a seminar on how to build muscles. You've got to do the exercises. That's the only way it's going to work. But it will work. It will. If you do these exercises, it will work. That's the wonderful news that I can give you. So dial up the thing from last week, the video, and then do the exercises. Basically, what they had to do with is scripture, prayer, and fellowship. That's how you get power from God. you subject yourself to the influence of the Holy Spirit, and then you start bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You need power from the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 tells us what? Outstanding. Excellent. That is amazing. Those of you who weren't here last week are dumbfounded, right? You're amazed. These people off the top of their head can quote that verse word for word. Very good. If you walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Amazing promise. Amazing promise. So we're learning how to walk by the Spirit step by step, day, minute by minute through the day, walking by the Spirit through scripture, prayer, and fellowship. Okay. So speaking of the reason everybody knew that was because you did the exercises. So that's one of the exercises. I'm thrilled that you did that. How about number 7? That's the biggest one, the one that I was excited about. How many of you actually wrote down some things for the number 7 exercise, things that you did, said, or thought differently than what you normally would have done because of these exercises that you're doing? Okay. All right, a whole bunch. Excellent. Very good, very good. All right, keep those notes so you can refer to those when you get discouraged. You'll need those. And when you relapse into some other enslaving sin sometime in the future, you're going to want to see those. You're going to want to look at those. So keep those. How many of you figured out what the next step is for you in your prayer life? Good. Great, great, great. Okay. Now it's just a matter of taking the next step, right? Good. Okay. And then prayer. I really urge you, don't let the ball drop on prayer. Don't just get up in the morning and once a day pray for victory. A couple times an hour, all through the day. You'll find a big difference when temptation comes, and it's only been minutes, not hours, since the last time you prayed for victory. That will make a difference. So keep that up. I find that when I fall into sin, it's typically not on days when I've been praying a couple times an hour all through the day for victory over that sin. Okay. Any questions about the godliness training and the exercises from last week before we move on? Okay. All right. Now we have that article that I gave you from John Piper. And you were going to underline 4 things in there that stood out. I would like to discuss that. I think this will be profitable for those of you who weren't here last week to sit in a group. We're going to divide into some groups here and discuss the 4 things that we underline. And if you weren't here, we have some extra copies that Tracy can hand out to you. Okay, they're back there somewhere. And so, they're up on the sound booth. And well, Tracy will find them. Anyway, so what we're going to do is just spend just a brief time, just 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes discussing that. So what I'd like you to do is get into the groups and just kind of mention, okay, this is what I underline and here's why. And I don't know if I'll have enough time to go around the whole group, but we'll get as far around as we can in the time that we have allotted because I want to keep things moving tonight. So I set up some circles of chairs in the back. Let's have ladies on this side, men on this side, and maybe 4 groups. So a group of guys up here, a group of guys back there, a group of ladies back there, a group of ladies up here. You can form a couple circles up here. Let's do that real fast, get into those groups real fast, and make them of similar size, and then we'll go through and discuss what you have underlined.